You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Monday, August 2nd. I'm Mitch Jasinski, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 143. That's how many S&P 500 companies are scheduled to report their second quarter results this week, in addition to hundreds of smaller companies. Ferrari, Vornado, Take-Two Interactive Software, and Simon Property Group will get the ball rolling today. Then Lyft, Alibaba, Nikola, Under Armour, Eli Lilly, and ConocoPhillips release their results tomorrow. Wednesday will be particularly busy. General Motors, Uber, Etsy, Electronic Arts, Western Digital, Roku, CVS, Kraft Heinz, and SoftBank all report. Next, Beyond Meat, Yelp, Wayfair, Moderna, and Viacom CBS will go on Thursday. And finally, DraftKings, Canopy Growth, and TripAdvisor will close the week on Friday. The next number up is $75 billion. That was roughly the combined second quarter profit of the five big tech companies, which all reported last week. Those giants are Apple, Amazon, Microsoft, Alphabet, and Facebook. That $75 billion comes out to nearly $1.2 billion in profit every single business day last quarter. It's no wonder the big five are worth more than $9 trillion combined. Online advertising, cloud software and computing, e-commerce, and the iPhone are all really good businesses to be in, and they're still growing fast. All five of the big tech companies boasted growth rates that much, much smaller startups would be more than happy to report. They're just doing it on a massive scale. Our last number is 254. That's how many miles above the Earth the International Space Station orbits. Getting up there is a totally different game than the pair of recent space tourism flights that ferried their billionaire founders to the edge of space. Besides NASA and other space agencies, Elon Musk's SpaceX has already completed a few flights to the ISS. Boeing was supposed to send its own reusable space capsule to the space station last week, but the launch was postponed to tomorrow. The ISS's position above the Earth had shifted, and engineers had to recalculate some trajectories. All of those commercial launches are kicking off a new era for space. NASA has always worked with companies to supply parts and equipment, but these days, the space agency can outsource entire near-Earth missions. That allows it to focus more on Mars and other further out exploration. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Monday, August 2nd. I'm Nick Jasinski, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.